Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You want to talk about, obviously, it's coming up as part of the, like, this is the time of year when we, even if we don't cook, we cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're a great cook,
things happen.
Yeah. Crap can go sideways on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Probably more so, especially because it's like you're doing more than you normally do. You've got multiple sides.
There's
got
more big stress turkey. And tension and stuff.
Yeah. So we want your kitchen catastrophes. Mm. Like, you tried something and it went bad. Like, I don't remember if it was on TikTok or what it was, but it was like Theo Vaughn, comedian Theo Vaughn, you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Was telling a story of this guy's like very much, he's clean now, mm-hmm. but he went through a phase in his life where he did a whole bunch of drugs. And at one point at 2:30 in the morning, he wanted a smoothie.
Okay.
So he put all the ingredients together for a smoothie and in his ninja or whatever and had the like blender a-going.
Yeah.
Had it on the big one, you know, the hardest setting, so it's really whipping it up and mm-hmm. thought he heard something outside of his apartment. So he went out and then, oh, wait, I have that sound. Hold on. Do I have it handy?
He got locked out?
He got locked out.
No.
While the blender is
oh
like,
my gosh.
And
especially if it's a ninja, because like you have that on for 30 seconds and you can smell burning rubber.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. As someone who's seen the infomercial several dozen times,
it's
very
best.
Impressive. Yeah,
they are. But they do. If like you don't put you should have your finger on the pulse button or the off button.
I would never walk away from it.
When you're on max.
Yeah.
But he had a ton of cocaine in his system.
Oh, but.
So he's like amped up and thought he heard something. He's kind of paranoid. Went out, got locked out. So he has to go to his landlord's door and go like, and the
my
guy
blender.
Goes, like, he's like, my blender's running, I'm locked out, can you let me in? By the time they got to the door, it had arced out and killed like the lights in a good chunk.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
And started a baby fire, I think. I don't remember if the fire part is true, but like, yeah, that qualifies as a.
And to be clear, that's user error. The Ninja is a great product.
Yeah, yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yes.
And watch the infomercial.
It's still a kitchen catastrophe. And that's the sort of thing we're looking for. Does my story count when it was Thanksgiving like 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of people coming to my house. Like I had told neighbors, I told everybody. I got up at 5 in the morning, hit preheat on the oven, walked around, got the dressing ready, got the turkeys ready, like getting everything. Walked over, the oven's only at like 70 degrees. I'm like, it's taking forever to warm up. It didn't.
No.
My oven literally broke.
On Thanksgiving Day.
When I had two turkeys to cook, all the sides.
It went on strike, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So my kitchen catastrophe then, I had to prepare a meal for like 20 people. I had to go to Walmart and buy the ovens that fit on your counter.
Okay. How do you fit a turkey in that?
Well, you cut the turkey into, yeah, you're cooking parts of turkeys.
Oh.
Oh, It's like I thought it was like when you try to stuff a suitcase and you got to sit on it and yeah, you're like jamming it.
That was I did try that because there's one I got a Black & Decker one that's pretty good and I was like putting it in there, but then the turkey guts were like frying to the filament things at the top and it was real. It started to smell real ninja blender adjacent.
For it to only get to 70, you could have just opened the door. It would have got warmer.
That's exactly
than that.
What it was. It was only getting to the temperature of the room it was in, so it fully crapped out. So if you've had something similar, a kitchen catastrophe, cocaine and ninja induced or not, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I remember I went to one of my friend's house for one of the holidays. Okay. And we ended up having to leave the house. We had the turkey, ham, whatever it was on the stove. It was done. It was just chilling. We left, came back and we were like, there's some stuff on the ground here. What is going on? Followed it. Her dog had eaten the entire thing.
You left it out on a counter alone with an animal?
We pushed it all the way around. He was
there's
not.
There's a huge chunk of meat. What do you think an animal?
He was not a counter surfer at all. So we like.
You'd never let. I don't know. I'm like, not a counter surfer, but if there's a huge chunk of warm meat.
Yeah, I'll become one at that point.
But like the whole thing broke. There was glass everywhere.
Oh no.
So we're just like picking it up with our hands and
so
just.
You didn't have food.
We had other stuff, but yeah.
Oh my God, that's like a Christmas story. That's what happens in a Christmas story. The Bumpus' dogs come in and eat his damn turkey. Oh. And they end up having to go to a Chinese restaurant. Nobody's watched A Christmas Story?
No.
I've seen, it's always on and I just walk through the
room
as
same.
It's on.
Is that the one where it's like, you'll shoot your eye out,
yes.
Kid.
Yeah.
And the leg lamp.
Yes! Fragile.
Sure.
Tiak, do you have a kitchen catastrophe
story? I do,
story?
Yeah. It was
too bad. We don't have time.
Very small kitchen back in a dorm room, actually.
Okay.
My roommate had decided to make Easy Mac. You remember when they made, do they still make those? The
single containers?
Yeah. Oh, you just open it up and
add
like,
water and then microwave it and then add the cheese. Yeah. But he forgot to add the water.
Oh, what that is that's fire.
Very much so, yeah.
So very much so. It really is.
Yeah, he put it
lights on fire.
He put it in the microwave.
It's dry noodles,
yeah. And it just...
It just starts to arc, like inside your...
Uh-huh, yeah, and we smoked out the entire dorm room. Like, or not the room, the entire like hallway.
They had because if the alarms are going off, they don't know where it is.
Exactly,
you gotta evacuate.
Yeah. So we shut our door and we just went to visit some friends in a different town. We opened our window and like, deal with this later.
I've told this story before, but I just want to quiz the room because nobody really cooks in this room. Do you know what happens if you have a grease fire?
You're supposed to smother it.
Mm. With what?
Love and attention.
Yes.
Isn't it
a good grease fire?
Is
who's
it like baking something?
If you have like flour or if you have any kind of powder.
Yeah.
You know, or of hit it with it. Like
towel.
What are you not supposed to do?
Don't put water on it.
Well, I did that.
Oh, but
it was before I was a cook and I was like my first apartment. I was like making something and like
your head's in the right spot. That makes 100%. Sense. Like,
well, it's like
on fire.
You're in an apartment where the kitchen is like I'm
right
standing
there
at the stove. If I turn 90 degrees, I am at my sink. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, this is on fire. Huh, throw it in the sink. Mm-hmm. And then it's like curtains, blinds, cabinets, all on fire. It's not slow. It's like the water doesn't hurt it. It just spreads it.
Right.
Okay.
It just makes it makes one big fire into 100 little tiny balls of fire.
Oh no.
Nice.
So you just shut the door and
I just walked away, found Tiak out there and
we'll deal with this later.
Iowa. Hung out for a couple days. All right. Well, if you've had a catastrophe of the kitchen variety, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're talking about catastrophes of the kitchen variety. Sharon?
Yay.
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophes. What happened to you?
Hi. So this is when I was like newlywed. Like me and my husband were newlyweds.
Okay.
And we were at my husband's family house.
Okay.
And we were kind of like in charge of the Thanksgiving, the food and all that for the first time. It's kind of like a thing they do in the family. So we were in charge of the chicken, geez, the turkey.
Yeah, I can already tell you're not good. It's like some bird. I don't know, it might have been an ostrich.
No, I feel like I'm getting brought back to the time. But no, so we're in charge of everything, the big stuff, the pumpkin pie and the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got the turkey in the oven, and I burned it so bad. The fire alarms just went off. Smoke was everywhere.
You know you're supposed to check it.
Oh, I checked it.
No, you didn't check it until it was on fire.
Was it a turkey?
No, I must have just missed it. And okay. So everyone had to go outside, you know, and it was kind of like, you know, a little bit of a laugh. And we're like, well, you know, at least we'll have the pumpkin pie. And so we're getting the pumpkin pie already. And I'm like sweating bullets because, I want to be like a good cook for, you know, my husband or whatever. And then I get the pumpkin pie in, and I don't know what happened. I've made so many pumpkin pies before, but it just went flat.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, pumpkin flatbread then?
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens. Oh. I had a pecan pie where all the pecans were on the bottom.
Mm. But it's got a great smoky flavor.
I mixed the pecans in
They're supposed to be on the top.
No, you mix them all in.
Oh, my God, shut up. You and Sharon, go make something. Go light a fire. So did you guys just order takeout then?
No, we ate what we could.
I just ate around the burnt chunks of ostrich and the pumpkin flatbread.
We're glad you joined our family.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, thanks, Sharon. Serena?
Yay!
Kitchen catastrophe, what happened to you?
Well, I really enjoy making soups. And one of the things that you have to do with soups is you'll cook it in a pot and then you transfer it to a blender to emulsify it, you know, to make it a cream soup. So
why?
Oh, soup is so good.
Oh, my God. You people in your meat water, you drive me nuts.
I'm with you.
That's a broth. That's not soup.
It's so good.
Okay.
So I was mixing it up, and it wasn't the chunks of butternut weren't going down. So I took the lid off for 1 second to try to put
while it was running
push thing in.
Yeah,
I know. I know it was stupid because you could probably guess what happened. That crap just flew everywhere.
It's like The Exorcist.
It was horrible. Like just circles.
Yeah, no, just it's like a Rorschach test. It's like
just everywhere.
Yeah, Dexter like blood splatter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everywhere. Is it hot still?
What's that?
Is it hot while you're doing this?
I literally just poured it boiling.
Yeah. So you got boiling hot magma being sprayed everywhere in your kitchen.
Well, I mean, it was bad enough that it was hot, but I guess you could say that I was lucky but unlucky. But the one big splash that hit across my face went right into my eye against my contact lens, which kind of melted.
All right.
So I had to go to the emergency room.
And say you had a fight with soup?
Yeah. Well, it was pretty apparent when I came in because I was like covered in it. I didn't have time to take
it. She smells nice.
I thought that I had a baby that threw up on me, but I was like, no, this is...
Oh, my God.
A soup thing.
Yeah.
So,
let this be a lesson to all of us. Soup is terrible.
Yeah.
Thank you, Serena. Jessica?
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
Yeah. When I was in high school, my dad was making jungle juice, which is like a homemade wine type thing.
Oh, no. We know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're among friends.
Nice. One of the steps was that he had to bring it to a boil, but he already had it in like a 30-gallon glass vat.
No.
So he didn't think that he couldn't put that directly on the stovetop.
He put glass on the stovetop?
Glass, 30 gallons.
Oh my gosh.
Glass.
So what kind of mess was that?
Yeah, it exploded. We were cleaning up 4 days. There are still sticky parts of that kitchen.
Sticky, for sure.
Yeah.
Just an ant.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
So gross.
I have never had jungle juice on the stove. It's usually in a bathtub of some kind.
Like, or like one of those reusable bins.
Yeah. I got to give it.
You do it in the bin?
Yeah.
I know it sounds really gross, but the bathtub feels better than that.
No.
Yeah.
Like
because a bathtub's clean, kind of. It's been
people bathe in it.
I know, but they're clean and it gets rinsed out.
Mm-mm.
I might have to give Jungle Juice another try. I haven't given it the proper.
Yeah, no, you that's know,
that
a catastrophe.
Could have just been what he called it. It was some sort of wine thing with like yeast or something in it.
Oh, it's weird. Like a sangria, okay. But it had yeast in it. That's weird. All right, thank you, Jessica. Yeah. Good luck with your life in that kitchen, Antonio.
Yay!
Yay!
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
So I was maybe like 10 or 12, and I was babysitting my brother and sister. And my mom, while she was out working, asked me to load the dishwasher, wash the dishes, and clean the kitchen. And I couldn't find any dish pods. I didn't think about calling her, didn't think about doing nothing, but we had Dawn dish soap.
Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Don't and do I that.
That makes sense.
And no, it doesn't.
And the amount of dish soap that I put into that unit.
Yep, don't do that.
Was not good. We yep. had bubbles everywhere that even flowed into the living room.
So you invented that Cancun foam party that we all do
I've
now.
I've always like, wanted to experience
you
that.
You don't want to experience
I
that.
I do.
People are touching you.
Come to my house.
Deal.
Let's go. Yeah. Ellen?
Yay.
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
Slacker, I did the exact same thing your mother did.
Oh.
I decided I was going to clean my oven, and
oh
I completely
my God.
Forgot
yep.
there was a roasting pan in it with an inch of oil in it.
Oh, God!
No!
Oh, wow.
Because that thing, when you do self-clean on an oven, it gets up to 900 degrees. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, and there's no way to turn it off once it starts.
No, you can't. It's locked. I mean, you like,
yeah.
it,
what
in
do you
retrospect,
do?
What, like, I just thought of it just now. I can't believe I didn't think of it. You could flip the breaker, idiots.
I was living in an apartment, so that wasn't an option.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, man.
But thinking about it now, why didn't I just go flip the breaker?
Yeah.
I hate just regular ovens when they're hot, let alone the self-cleaning.
Have you ever done the self-clean?
No.
He doesn't even touch the oven.
Yeah, I won't go in the same room if it's running the same. The self-cleaning.
I leave the house.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, no, it is horrifying. Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, you got to check the oven. Yeah. Thank you, Ellen. Krista. Oh.
Yeah.
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened to you?
Okay. So I am Thanksgiving challenged. I, much like you, had my oven and stove crash the day before Thanksgiving. And so my mother-in-law and I had to go to Lowe's right before they close and beg, borrow, and steal to try and get an oven delivered that night for the next day.
You got an? Did you get that? Did they do it?
They did.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember exactly how much it cost us, but we got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I love you, Lowe's, but Chris is hot. There's no nobody's delivering an oven to me
right.
on Thanksgiving.
No.
You showed a little leg and you were like, yeah? No?
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Me.
Aluminum linoleum. Aluminum
have we
linoleum.
Gotten any videos from people showing them
no,
singing
we
along?
Haven't.
Okay.
I've no. checked like so many times. We haven't gotten a single
now I'm
look.
Starting to doubt the text.
I know, me too.
They're lying to us.
If you're one of those people who sings along with the News or Nope theme song, mm-hmm. this is your moment. We're giving you a second. Get your phone out.
Yeah.
Get warmed
point
up.
Point it towards your face. Crank your radio.
Yeah.
Do you know? Oh, yeah. So in my car, if I'm listening on the Odyssey app,
you like, can't record.
You can.
Yeah.
Because then, like, the Odyssey app stops for the video audio.
Yeah.
Which is a drag. So you'll have to be listening to the actual radio
mm-hmm.
if you're going to sing along. But, like, shoot a video of you singing along to the News or Nope theme.
News. News.
Ooh.
No. No. News. News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
All right, take the video you just shot. Where are we sending it? Is the
Either
Slacker Show at Odyssey.com or you can just DM
like
it.
Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll find it.
We just want to see you singing along.
Yeah.
To the News or Nope theme.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. It turns out that I was right this whole time. Scientists have said that the miserable Monday myth, or the miserable
Monday.
It's called
News or Nope. Am I not allowed to veto?
It's a myth.
I thought I was allowed to veto things.
No.
You can't. You're not going to get me to listen to a whole story if the premise of the story is just about you being right.
But okay? T-Hack does it all the time.
I know, but he's just not as abrasive as you somehow. There's something about you. Just
I hear that a lot.
All right, what is it again? The Mondays are not...
Everyone gets like the Sunday scaries because Monday is so scary. Like everyone hates Mondays.
Does anybody
Mondays.
In this room get the Sunday scaries? I look forward to coming in and hanging out with you guys.
Mondays are literally my favorite days. I love Mondays.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
I think it's just like the perfect, you're starting out the week. I've got like some of my favorite music meetings. I don't know. I love Mondays.
Yeah. We have a drama-filled OPP on Mondays.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I get to see you guys.
Yeah.
No, for me, it's just about seeing you guys coming in. We always have that first hug when we see each other after the weekend. Like, and T-Hack holds me for so long and then he's like.
Yeah. And I'm just like watching through a window.
Yeah. And then he's like in my ear and he's like, I missed you.
Yeah.
I was like, me too, man. Me too.
My kids might be listening. I don't do that to them.
All right. So it's all a myth. There's no Monday. There's no Monday malaise.
Well, it just says that Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are equally despised. So.
Oh. I don't know. I like Thursdays too. I like all days.
I do too. Yeah. Friday has a good feel to it.
I don't think I think Thursdays are my least favorite.
Tuesday has no feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no feel on a Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, no. You think?
I don't know.
Well, I'll see you next Tuesday and we'll figure it out.
Good evening. With the holiday season almost here, both Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, how long do you think it takes the average person to get sick of their family?
12 seconds.
No.
Aaron going with the under.
No, because you have that.
Well, I think you've got a couple of holidays, right? You got Thanksgiving, and then you might see the same people again on Christmas.
Okay.
If you travel a long way, you got to do one or the other. Like, you have in-laws in Pennsylvania. You're not going to see them Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like,
right.
And, like, this year, I think you're going to Florida for something. And, like, so, like, I would say 36 hours. Because I think when you arrive, like you get, when I get, like when we used to go to Brazil, like we get there and you land and you're kind of groggy or whatever, but you have that dinner and you have some cocktails and you're all telling stories and then you have plans that first day. So you do a couple of things and then.
And then you just need some time apart.
And then you're just like, oh my God, no wonder you live so far away. Like,
Well, speaking of time apart, 25% of people say they've hid in a relative's house to get some alone time.
Oh, yeah.
Hid? Where do you hide?
You just go into a separate room. You just need a moment just to...
You do?
Recharge your social battery. Yeah.
And nobody comes looking for you?
Not if I'm hiding in a good spot.
I used to hide. I remember when my parents would have parties with all the relatives and it was like overwhelming. Like it was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because they're like, come play guitar. And you're like, ugh, whatever. Did you guys have a coat bed?
No.
Yeah. Like
there was a bed that my parents would put all the coats. When anybody came, you just throw the coat on the bed. Mm-hmm. I would get under all the coats.
Okay.
I'd be on the coat bed all the coats.
Did you used to hide like under the sink or in a Lazy Susan?
I would hide anywhere. Yes.
Okay.
I am so unbelievably claustrophobic at this point of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a kid, if there was a crevice big enough for me to get in and there was potential for me scaring the living crap out of somebody, I would get in it and I would stay there for days until I got to scare somebody.
And like, your parents never noticed.
In retrospect, I think I made rearing me very easy. Because they're like, he's on the coat bed. Everyone just leave your coats. I'll go warm your cars up.
The answer is 4 hours.
4 hours?
Wow.
Yes, 4 hours.
4 hours.
So, which is a lot considering there's two holidays.
And then the bed, the thing had already started.
Yeah.
Now I have to stop it.
I'm T-Hack, Slacker News, Alice 105.9. Back to you, Aaron.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's my job.
I know, but sometimes I feel like, you know, when you say good evening, it's like, it feels like, you know, if like if you walked by somebody
for some strange reason.
Hold on, can I just say this? Can I say this?
What?
Have we talked about this on the show? Because this is a pet peeve I have.
Evil.
That like, no, it's on like Ted Lasso. Mm. Like, there's a couple different things. If you walk by somebody and just say their name, is that a greeting? It's like, Ted.
No, I don't.
People
I don't
do
like
that,
it.
And it
yeah.
drives me nuts. It's like, Slacker. I'm like, yeah. That's not a greet. That's not hi. That's not good morning. That's you just said my name. Like,
yeah,
what is that?
Isn't some of it so much a how you doing? Good. Like,
right, but
you
just
do you
say
ever
it.
Respond
He's
with anything other than good? How you doing? Well, I like. No.
Living the dream.
I'm still walking.
But like, you can't. You can't just say Slack. You just then
but
say
you could
hi.
Just say yeah, hi, hey.
And so on that note, I also don't think you can just say morning. That drives me nuts.
Really?
Morning? Yes, it is. Are you wishing me a good morning?
I like
is that
it.
What you're doing? Morning.
Morning. I love
morning.
It.
Morning. Morning. Chair. Yeah. Elbow.
It's
like, what are we
something.
Doing? Like, are we just pointing out things we know how to say?
Friday.
Right. Thank you. You get me.
I get
right?
it. Yeah.
You get me.
I do get it.
All right.
Evening.
You stole my line. It's my turn.
So,
the
no, it's
my
she never even got to do her story.
Me.
I'm not paying attention. I get my news elsewhere.
Oh my God. We have imploded. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just trying to say that less people are drinking orange juice. It's fine.
I agree with this. OJ has kind of gone downhill.
I agree.
Because it, once you find out how much sugar's in it, we're trying to keep this afloat. All right. Once you find out how much sugar's in it, you might as well just have a soda in the morning.
Okay. Can we be done?
Yes, please.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have to get something off my chest, and you guys both know what it is. I'm actually, if I'm being honest, which this show is about honesty, so I should.
Is it?
Sometimes. I'm actually angry with both of you. Each of you. Together, for the same reason. Like,
what?
Not a little angry.
Twinsies.
No,
We did it. He noticed us.
Did you pick up his coffee today? Or
is that it? That's
no.
It.
Okay, here's the deal. A while ago, we did a thing on the show where we were talking about, and I don't know how this is possible, considering, especially with me, like I was on Nine News for a
yeah.
long time.
Oh yeah,
and mm-hmm. and the three of us have like you each have individual Instagrams, but like the show, the Slacker Show,
yeah. has its own.
Has Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. X, mm-hmm. whatever we call it. Do we do anything on X ever?
I hate X.
But like, do we do anything?
Not really.
There was a password situation happening with X.
Has that been changed to
the
Slacker Show as well or
knew.
No?
Yeah, it has been.
Okay. So given all those things, there are still people out there who had no idea what we looked like.
I literally got a message today from someone saying like, I thought you were a brunette with a spray tan. I'm not even joking.
That's so weird, right?
Yeah. That's me.
So, but I mean, it's so easy to look us up, and I just always assume, because I am a curious person.
Mm-hmm.
Curious, or what's another word for it? Obsessive. There's,
yeah.
Nosy. There's something.
Needs to know.
Yeah. Like, when people text in and go, like, your show sucks and you're stupid, I definitely Google your number, and I definitely know where you live.
We have an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah. And I've got a path between each of the houses. And I know exactly what I'm going to throw at each of you. Anyway, text into 51059. So we all were in the same boat at that moment, right? Where like people listen to the show and they think Erin's cute, but they don't know what she looks like. And then yeah. it's like, oh, brunette with a spray tan. Mm-hmm. And you're like, Slacker, I've gotten, you know, 350 red hair. Pimples. Like, for some reason, my voice sounds fat and I don't know. It's an acne ridden. I've definitely got
How
that.
Does a voice sound like that? I don't know.
I think the fat comes from like something around the throat or whatever.
Mm. It's so weird to me. I mean, I know you, what you look like. So I can't picture you
any other way.
Yeah.
Right?
yeah. It just, your voice matches you because that's all I know.
Do you guys have, based on what's happened so far, any idea why I'm so mad at you?
No.
Mm-mm. None?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. So earlier today.
Oh no.
Whoa, Aaron. What?
What happened, Aaron?
Did it finally came to you? Why, I'm mad?
My brain cells.
Connected. We were on a Zoom with some people outside of this market, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all talking, and the weird thing about radio in this date and time is like BJ's real name is BJ. Mm-hmm. Jamie's real name is Jamie. Like TX's real name is Tyler. Like T. Like
Hack, your, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron's real name is Aaron.
It's Hack and Miller. It's way too long.
Did you really want to say that on the air? Oh my God.
What?
It's on his social media.
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's on my wife. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Well, my name's not Slacker. I have a real name. Now, listen, if you know my real name, you can't play along right now.
Yeah.
But if you don't know my real name, this is just like, what do you think I look like? You're red hair with acne and you're fat. Great. What do you think my real name is? So there was a person on the call and everyone else on this call was using their real name. And I was like, I know it's weird to have to keep calling me Slacker because my real name is, and I go, boop. And this one person goes, that's your name. That's your name? And I was like, what? And she said, and I quote, I pegged you for a Rodney.
Yeah, which is, it's out there. Is it T-Hack?
Is it out there? Because I didn't hear you saying that in the call. You were on the call. Did you go, whoa, what about that gorgeous face?
No, because then they doubled down and said another one.
They did. Mm-hmm. They go, it was either Rodney or Arnold was the second one.
Yeah. Schwarzenegger, that's a compliment. Buff guy,
maybe? I was thinking Palmer.
I was thinking.
Great drink if you put vodka in it. No, that's a John Daly then. Oh. Okay. So I would like people to text in and say, based on my voice, or if you've seen me, if you don't know my real name, please text 51059. And I swear to God, I'll add you to the map if you say Rodney or Arnold.
Oh, no.
I will come to your house.
Because you're right. I didn't defend you. I called you Rodney.
Neither. And then she called me Arnold.
Sorry.
So the other text that I'd like to see is, do you think Tiak and Aaron should have defended me? And been like, what? Because look at how you are on the air when you know other people can see you. You're like, oh my God, I thought it was out of line.
Yeah, completely inappropriate, boss.
I'm trying to think of what else you look like. Maybe a Lucas? I don't know.
Lucas?
I don't know.
How is this face? All right. Tell me what my name is. At 51059.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. With the holidays coming up, all the different holidays, this is the time when you get forced into
families.
You have to spend time.
You've grown so much.
Oh, God. Stop touching my face. Stop touching my face.
Yeah.
So what we want to hear from you, we want to hear how your family puts the fun in dysfunction.
Okay. I like it.
The most outrageous one is going to just, we're going to crown you victor of all time. You're going to have, like, you're the most, it's basically your life is white trash newsflash, but in just like family, like you have that one uncle who's not supposed to drink, but on the holidays, he's like, I'm just going to have crazy. One hot toddy. And then all of a sudden it's gunplay in the streets.
Yeah.
And you're like, duh.
Yeah. And he didn't even drink the hot toddy.
Exactly. It's like,
what's going on?
I know families growing up in Longmont, that just happens. It's like Longmont PD. What, on like
challenge people to duels and stuff?
It's just, well, because there's your hunters out there, I guess. And just, I don't know. Sure. You're just stoked about Santa or New Year's and you just fire into the air. Right?
Hmm.
Well, Erin was trying to claim that she doesn't have that kind of family. Aren't you from Nebraska or something?
I'm from Colorado.
Yeah, but your family hails
from... My mom's
from,
side. Yeah.
There's got to be some dysfunction over there.
Well,
is your family tree a stump?
I kind of wish it was at this point.
Because you're just inbred.
No.
And corn-fed. No?
No.
So you have a normal dysfunction family.
I like to think that. And then some stuff happens where I'm like, oh, we're suing each other again.
Wow. Oh, high society dysfunction. Wow. Lawyers.
What? Okay. But you did say that, like...
There's two people... Before the mics were on, I said there's two people that if I could slit their throats with butter knives, I would. But I still love them.
It's
just family.
It's just a slow way to kill somebody. Yeah. You should try gunplay in the streets.
No.
I can't wait for the game at Aaron's holiday get-together. Which two? And where are the butter knives?
Oh, my God! It's so right. You think they know who they are?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen them in years.
Oh, okay. So, I mean... We're putting this on you because I don't really have any examples I can say on the air. Because just like what just happened with Erin, if I were to say, who puts the fun and dysfunction in my family, two things would happen. I would take away all the possible scenarios for you guys to call in with. And, sorry, that's an inside joke. And I would out, like my family all lives here.
Sure.
So I can't talk about, you know, my cousin.
Mm.
Okay. Because
then everybody be like, we know exactly which cousin you're talking about.
Right. So, well, and one of mine lives out of state. The other one I just lives here and I just don't care about. But again, that's just, I don't know. That's just family. Like I would be cordial with them if I saw them in person. But then I think about the really terrible things that they have said about other family members.
Yeah. We need it to be more than just terrible things. We need it to
exactly.
be like they weld things and they, you know, write manifestos. We need you to call right now with the most... dysfunctional family. You put the fun in dysfunction. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have some family members. Mm. We'll leave it at that, I suppose.
Okay.
Who they were married and the husband came to the wife and said, I have a confession to make. I've been having an affair.
Oh.
And I have another child. And she said, I'm glad you're confessing this to me. The child that we have is not yours.
What?
So let's just wipey wipe and
what?
And we'll just go forward. You know,
all together they went forward apart.
They went forward, had more kids, and they're all happy. And like no one really talks about that.
Oh my gosh! Do the kids know?
Yeah,
I mean you could probably tell.
Yeah, kinda. They know,
but they're not related, like at all.
Right. The older, but then the younger ones are. Because they were just then
allegedly.
Then they just continued.
Yeah, they continued. They kind of put it behind them.
Wow.
Right? So it's kind of.
That is exactly what we're looking for.
Okay.
I want stories where it's like, my husband left me for my mother.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun and dysfunction.
What?
Gunplay in the streets, welding, incesty kind of. Okay. So with the worst ones, we just want the fun and dysfunction. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
we're doing fun and dysfunction in honor of the family that's showing up at your house. And Tiak runs into the other room, gets all the calls, and then comes running back in here. And he just said...
There's a lot of murder.
Why are we laughing? This isn't funny.
This is what we asked for. Yes, they're delivering. The listeners are delivering.
It's a lot of murder. Wednesdays on CBS. Okay, Rose?
Yai.
Fun and dysfunction. What do you got?
Yeah, well, in Texas, they deep fry a charcoal. Well, anyway, my trashy family deep fries a turkey in a big old barrel.
Okay.
And they've got, one time they got so drunk that one of, they're like throwing shoes in there.
Oh,
and anything they could find. One of my uncles who had a rivalry with another uncle took his prosthetic leg and threw it.
He didn't throw his own prosthetic leg in. He threw his... No, he grabbed the other guy's leg and threw it in the turkey fryer.
Yeah, his brother's leg into the turkey fryer. Yeah.
That is exactly the kind of story we wanted to hear.
Why any of it, though?
Just like everything that they could find in the yard, they just throw it.
The leg is always the best part, right?
My leg. Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. This is so dark. Thank you for the call, Rose. Good luck for the holidays. Rachel?
Yes.
Fun and dysfunction. Yay. What happened to you?
What's happening?
Yeah. What's your fun and dysfunction story?
Oh, let me tell you. At my mother's funeral, who died at 62, my brother tells me this doesn't change anything between us.
Oh, that's a good time to let you know the relationship status.
So I told him to go get his balls out of his wife's purse.
Oh, wow.
And he said, are you serious? And I said, yeah, go get her. I'll tell her. Okay. So, of course, he went and got her because she carries his balls around. And she comes out without naming any names. And I said, you should stop carrying my brother's balls in your purse because this should change something between us.
Okay. It sounds like there's just a truck ton of dysfunction there. Good luck. Happy holidays.
I got to get my wife's purse. She just reminded me.
Oh, my God. What are we doing? What are we doing? Honestly, if you're driving around and like you're dreading the holidays, this should make you feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, absolutely. It's like, oh, my cousin's like weird. Like, but not... Not right. this, not frying
She's
a prosthetic
She's just like really
leg.
Into Pokemon.
Right.
Like,
that's how bad is that?
Let's get to the murder.
Brian?
Yay.
Fun and dysfunction. Yeah, what do you got?
Totally dysfunction. So I grew up in a little town in Arizona, and my grandparents lived in a little mining town. And so we would always meet up there in the holidays, and it was great. Aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody. And my cousin, who had always been in trouble growing up, had a little too much eggnog one year, and... He had a big old Chevy truck that really annoyed one of our neighbors. And so every time he'd drive by, the neighbor would come out and yell and scream at him. And unfortunately, my cousin decided one night to take out a firearm and start blasting and ended up killing his wife. And just
Oh my God.
A little mining town. Yeah. So our family hasn't had a gathering ever since then, actually. But
yeah, you're probably not
that's
super.
That's a damper. For
super
sure.
Welcome in the town.
Totally dysfunctional, but yeah, it was.
He went to jail though, right? The murdering dude
he's
is in jail.
The rest of his life in jail.
Yeah, no.
Luckily,
okay.
I wasn't too close to him. Then go.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I was so much happier with turkey fryer stories.
Yeah. This is a little heavy.
Allie.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Fun and dysfunction. What's your fun?
I'm starting to like already go, should I be telling this on the radio?
Okay.
So this was a while ago, about 12 years ago.
Okay.
My niece, who is my older sister's daughter, she was 17 at the time and had a boyfriend who was, she was older, so it was a little controversial. He was in his 20s and she was underage and, you know, that type of thing. Well, we all hung out a lot, and we all went to this hotel, and, oh gosh, my sister and my niece's boyfriend, so her daughter's boyfriend, got a little pansy or footsie or...
What?
Ballsy, shall you say.
What?
In the jacuzzi. And it was sort of hidden, but my sister would proceed to call this guy and invite him over when my niece was at my house or different places, and let's just say they did the something, and she got knocked up, and
Hold on! Whoa. She got knocked up by her daughter's boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, are they still together?
Yes, they ended up getting married, and my poor niece is like, oh my gosh, so now my stepsister's the spawn of the devil, you know, it's like, she had
and a also,
very
your boyfriend is life. Your dad.
God.
I don't want to hear any more murder or...
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
Nine.
A little bit ago, I gave my official bear rankings. Do you remember
oh
that?
Oh my gosh. I wish I didn't.
It was very well received, actually. It was a big hit. People said I nailed it.
No, they didn't. They did not say corduroy was number one.
Corduroy, number one, clearly.
Winnie the Pooh was number one.
You're not saying anything. Do you remember that?
There's a reason I'm not saying anything.
Were you here? Oh, okay.
While you say that it was well received, I remember the feedback from that. And most of the feedback was, Slacker, stop interrupting T-Hack. On his bear list, we want to hear it. And I'm what I've decided is I'm just going to let you have this. Whatever your new list is, I'm not going to interject at all. And I'm going to, you know, figure out if we're above the equator or below the equator by the way this whole thing spins as it goes down the drain. Okay?
People want the list and they'll get the list. I haven't. I've crunched more numbers and I have a new rankings. This I wanted to do, and I did bear.
Did dogs.
I wanted to do lion, but I feel like it's just Lion King.
Are you just going to do, these are famous. Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's other famous lions, I think.
There's so many.
Lion.
Yeah.
But there's so many in Lion King. Simba, Mufasa, Scar, like Nala.
I'm a big Scar guy.
You are or aren't?
I like him. I think he's awesome. Isn't he the one who had his brother killed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's the
Why
one
do you
with,
feel bad for him?
Dude, he was given the name Scar. Like, what are you supposed to do?
He wasn't given the name Scar. I think he got the name Scar after he got a scar.
I don't think so.
It doesn't his name... I think his name translates to garbage or something like that.
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
No, I thought he was named Scar because he had a scar. I thought it was like one of those...
I think he has a different name first, and then he became Scar when he got the scar. He has like a real... Like a
Mufasa and a Simba and a whatever.
His real name is Taka, T-A-K-A.
And does that mean garbage? That's not very nice. Mm. His parents named him garbage.
Garbage or waste in Swahili.
Yeah.
So
that's a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him.
I love that actor too. He was a bad guy in one of the Die Hards. He was the bad guy in the Die Hard with Samuel L. Jackson.
Are you talking about Jeremy Irons?
That's him.
Yeah. Yeah. Weirdly, Scar has a British accent.
Right, and no one else does.
Right, exactly.
That is very weird.
I wanted to do lions, but instead I did. I have the ultimate tiger rankings, the greatest tigers of all time.
Please text in at 51059. We're going to start the ranking system now. Do you want to hear this? Yes or no? Have I interrupted enough or not enough? Because I feel like I haven't interrupted enough.
I know who's going to be number one.
Number one tiger?
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
Some controversy on the way. Stay tuned. We'll start with an honorable mention.
How many are there?
There's 10.
Please say there's 5.
There's 10? I don't even know if I could think of 10 tigers.
Honorable mention, the Le Tigre logo on the little polos. Just a little guy.
Can't be a logo. That's dumb.
He's one of the greatest tigers of all time. Logo. Number 10, Diego from Ice Age. Voiced by Dennis Leary. He's a saber-toothed tiger. He's got a heart of gold deep down.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sid the Sloth carries that movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sid is the reason... Mm-hmm.
We'll do sloth rankings.
The last dandelion.
Okay.
Can we just do sloths? Let's do sloths. Oh my God. How many sloths are there? Him?
The one from the DMV. In,
what's that movie?
Yeah.
Zootopia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. A good movie. Okay. Sorry, was that too much of an interruption for you texters?
No, it's fine. Number 9. The tiger from Life of Pi. I've never seen the movie, but it was a big deal when it came out. The tiger that's on the boat with the guy. You know,
I've never seen Life of Pi.
I haven't either. I think I read the book in high school, but...
Okay, try to be with that person who's like, well, I've definitely learned
it. No, I definitely didn't read it, but...
You just said you read it.
I said, I think I read it. I don't know.
Number 8, Tigress from Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that Angelina?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you have that. Depending on what keeps going... I think you're pretty good. I think you had a decent list right now.
Thank you. Okay, good. Well, it keeps going. Number 7, Kenya, Storm, and Boris. They're Mike Tyson's tigers. Now,
Stop.
This is a controversial pick, but those are iconic tigers. Everyone knows Mike Tyson had the tigers. Like, he's well known for that. He was in the Hangover movie.
Yeah.
They're on the list.
But they're not like mythical.
Yeah.
Or on a TV show. Like, I feel like this is a stretch.
Like, are you going to include the Tiger King tigers?
No.
Because then you're going to do the Bengals logo on their helmet. Are you going to do like... No. Then why would you pick... Like, I think...
Because they're the greatest tiger. Like, everyone's like Mike Tyson.
What about Siegfried and Roy's like white tigers?
You think punching, face tat, and tigers.
What about the one who ate Siegfried or Roy. Is that on your list?
See, no, because that's not greatest tiger of all time behavior.
It kind of is. If you were tired of that act, as they obviously were, they mauled their owners. Okay.
Number six, Raja from Aladdin.
Yeah, I do love Raja.
Pretty good. Yeah. Heart of gold again.
Are you going to get to Tiger King?
No, there's no Tiger King. He's not a tiger. He can't make the list. He's not a real tiger.
But he has tigers, and he's the king of tigers.
Right, you would think Tiger King's tigers.
I am
tigers.
Never going to financially recover from this.
He's an honorable mention. He's also a criminal. Oh, he's in jail.
He is.
Okay, please.
Do you remember when he thought he was going to be exonerated and like had a limo pull up? God, I love hate him. Anyway.
I hate him. Yeah. I need, for real, before Tiag wraps up this stellar list of content he's provided for us, please text in to 51059. Mm-hmm. Do you want more lists from T-Hack or less lists? Mm-hmm. In fact, and if you say less lists, I will create a theme song that's less lists, less lists.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
Mike Tyson's tigers.
Do they dream of mom? But it's Ed Helms. It doesn't count.
Okay.
Number five, Daniel Tiger.
That was the other one I was thinking.
From Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the weird little the toy that's been played with too much.
Now he's got his own show. He's got his own spinoff. Yeah.
That puppet had been put through the washer and dryer on heavy spin. Yeah, he was rough. Okay.
Number four, controversial pick again, Tiger Woods with 15 major wins and 5 Masters.
No. See,
one of the greatest tigers.
You shot down Tiger King and put Tiger Woods in there.
Yes. How many majors has Tiger King won? How many Masters?
How many? I can't finish that. Tiger King did some things that were very impressive.
Okay.
He turned normal dudes into meth head, like,
that is
humans
impressive, yeah.
Ready to have their arms ripped off of them.
Yeah.
In homage to him.
Okay. Well, let the text come in if you think Tiger King should be on.
51059. Or if you think these lists are stupid.
Okay.
51059.
Now we're in the top three greatest tigers of all time. Number three, the aforementioned Tony the Tiger.
I think Tony from should Frosted probably Flakes. Be number one.
I don't know what other tigers I'm
There's
missing.
There's not a better tiger.
There's
than
two
Tony
big
the tiger.
Ones that you're both missing. You're definitely going to be on my side, Slacker, on one of them, and I think you will too. Once we get to the top two.
Okay.
Number two, Tigger.
Oh,
Tigger!
But Tigger's not a tiger. Tigger's a tigger.
Yeah.
Tiggers bounce. No, that's from something else.
No. The wonderful thing about tiggers is tiggers are wonderful things.
Yeah.
Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about tiggers is I'm the only one.
Right. So he's not a tiger. He's a tigger. So your list is flawed.
Okay.
All right. It wasn't flawed at Mike Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson's tiger.
Okay. And Tiger Woods is not a tiger.
Coming in at no, this is controversial. I agree. I put myself out there this way. Number one, the greatest tiger of all time. Slacker, get ready to admit you're wrong. Hobbs.
Oh, no.
From Calvin and Hobbes. Who's better than Hobbs? The greatest tiger of all time. Send your hate, send your love to 51059.
Tony the Tiger is better.
Tigger is better.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anybody hitting wicked? Anybody, wicked what? Out?
Is that, anybody? I don't know that slang.
Or what glicked?
Oh.
Do glicked?
There was another one, because doesn't Moana 2 come out sometime soon? Bud, it's called Moaned.
Moaned.
Wicked, Moaned, Moana.
Okay.
It's not as good as
Barbenheimer. I'm not really asking T-Hack when I ask, is anybody going to Wicked?
Why not?
Because I don't think he's going.
He's a musical kid.
I understand he is, but I don't see him.
I prefer to go to the actual theater.
You didn't when it was just in town. Yeah.
Was it just here?
Yeah.
Again?
Oh, really? Yeah. It was really good.
Dang it. You went?
Yes. I am a musical person.
It's one of the few musicals that, and I know I say this every time, but like it converted me a little bit.
Yeah.
I pretend to be when you're doing theater in high school and you're in the play, everyone calls it the play, but it's always a musical, right?
Yeah.
Like that's how it is. And so that's how you, and then it wasn't until I got to college, and I'm like, oh, you could do this without the singing part. Cause I'm bad at the singing.
And it'd be so much better.
Yeah. And now, so I do like the musicals, but I'm less into them once I realize there's other options out there.
Yeah. So then yes or no, are you going to Wicked?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I would like to. I'm backtracking to a topic, a conversation we had, like, I don't know how long ago. There is the Candlelight Dinner Theater in Fort Collins, Loveland. Because we were mentioning about going to a dinner theater.
Yeah, I said something about Boulder Dinner Theater. Because it's apparently close. It's been like reduced to a pile of rubble like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit since I've been there.
But there's Candlelight. So that's an option. There's a
Candlelight. It's a movie theater?
No, it's a dinner theater.
But
like,
I'm asking you
place.
About Wicked. Why know, are you bringing something?
Because you reminded me of it.
I would go
Never
to that.
Never made it as a wise man.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in Johnstown?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Johnstown is becoming one of my favorite places.
Hmm.
The Buc-ee's is up there. Shields is up there. I'm 99% sure there's a... There is, because my son and I, that was our first time having Culver's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My daughter was at a birthday party in Johnstown, and we hit Shields and Culver's, and only one of them was good.
Okay. All right.
Shields is always good.
Anyways.
I reject that.
Yeah, same. Yes. I would like to go see it, yes.
Well... This is your time. Here's the thing. Are you one of those? How many times have you seen the regular Wicked?
Like the live performance?
Yes.
I think twice.
Did you buy the soundtrack or anything?
No, we always do like posters, the signed posters.
But do you know the songs?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yeah, I know all of them.
I've seen them. I went to see the play, but I don't remember the songs. Sing, go.
There's albums just
what I say,
on.
Sing, go.
I So demanding.
All, you know what song I have in my head? I only have I can almost do front to back.
Never made it as a poor man's stealing.
Not that.
Oh, okay.
That's the Greatest Showman.
Huh?
That's the Greatest Showman.
There you go. I can do almost that whole movie.
You have not said a single word. You've just what? Just
your bracelet.
No!
Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Here's the thing. I've been told.
That's a sign if I've ever seen one.
For sure. Oh my God. I have goosebumps.
What does that mean?
It means that it has taken in all of the like bad energy that it can. It tapped out.
It heard Nickelback. We're done.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Okay. Well, if anybody has black onyx bracelets that they could drop by the studio.
There's so much going on right now.
I am unprotected right now. I have other ones. Yeah. Look, I'm still okay, right?
Yeah, they look like they're sweating. Okay. They're like, we're going to have to shoulder more of the load now that one's gone.
Everything's fine. Anyway, people are listening to the show going, there's a gas leak. At the studio. Like, send fire trucks. Because we're, okay.
Here's don't actually send them.
There's... Or you could.
Are they hot?
I know. That's what I was doing right there.
The fire trucks, are they hot?
No. They're... Has anybody invented a flux capacitor yet so that we could just go back like 4 minutes and start this? Here we go.
Can we start with Nickelback?
No.
Never made it as a blind man. Wise man? What are the lyrics?
Somebody is walking to their car right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're about to get in and they don't know about all the crap we just did that was terrible. So if we start over right now.
Be cool.
Hey, is anybody going to Wicked?
Probably not. I don't think I will be. Aaron?
Don't sing is the point. That's what I wanted to get to.
Don't sing in the theater.
Don't sing.
Please, for the love of God.
But why? Because I've seen these articles. No. Why? Isn't that a big thing? Like Rocky Horror Picture Film? That's a big
thing.
That
is a different one, though, because that's a live performance. You are engaging with the actors and the actresses.
I thought it was in the movie theater, too.
Not every movie theater puts live people up in front.
Oh, really?
That's only in Perks of a Wallflower. No, they used to do it way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
But they... I don't think they still do it. But the difference in Rocky Horror Picture Show, that movie was out for like 2 years before people started doing that.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it became
this cult classic where you knew I had to get some toast. Like you brought bread to the thing. Because it's like, let's make a toast. And then everybody throws toast at the screen. I swear to God.
No, I believe you. That's just so bizarre.
The poor teenagers working at the theater. Yeah. Just watch that. Like, I'm going to clean that up later.
You just know that if you're at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's like, doesn't that happen at OAR concerts? Like,
we throw toast?
No, but they throw like playing cards at them. There's different songs that people do different things.
Huh.
But this Wicked, the story, it's been out for longer than 2 years. I mean, it's been on Broadway for like decades.
Yeah, but now this
and
is
it
the
was
movie.
Like a book at first or something.
Yeah, so we know the story. Why can't we sing along?
Because
this is the brand new movie. It's never been a movie before.
Mm. But and you gotta let their performance be heard at first.
Yeah.
Because these two, we haven't heard them do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so don't just...
But you haven't heard me do it.
Let's keep it that way.
Do you want him?
I don't know it.
We
no.
have nothing.
It's nope. kind of like what you did. Nope. Oh, we weren't supposed to mention that. Sorry.
Here's the thing. I have like 10 other etiquette things that you're not supposed to do at a theater. But now we don't have time to get to work. All right. How about we do those in a couple minutes? Hey, we want you to know, we're going to fix the gas leak and come back with movie theater etiquette.
Yeah.
Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we have these movie theater etiquette things that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I just posed a question to the room and you guys aren't really responding to me in the way I'd like you to. And I'd like the text people. If you missed it a few moments ago, the bracelet that's been protecting me from negativity shattered in the middle of the studio.
Yes.
There are black beads everywhere.
Yeah.
Do I go get another bracelet? And if so, where? Text it into 51059. Or do I take this as a sign that I don't need it anymore?
You have two other bracelets? Are they the same rocks?
Bracelets.
Oh, four.
Some no, these are like lava rocks. Those were like whatever the other black something.
Cobalt. Onyx or something?
Maybe.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it was doing its job? Do you think it quit because it was full, or did it quit because you shower with
it? Am I or am I not the most negative person you've ever met?
I mean, I'm surprised it lasted that long, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'm just curious.
Oh,
what? Hmm.
A black onyx bracelet is supposed to like help balance emotion and provide calmness. So I don't think it was working. So no, you don't need any more.
It was probably a knockoff. It wasn't real onyx.
I think I got it from Amazon, so it's probably not real. So for real, if people are doing the Wicked thing right now, it's like,
yes.
And so they're saying not to sing in the theater, but like there's a list of other things mm-hmm. that either are or are not okay in a theater.
Yeah.
And I wanted to run them by you guys.
When was the last time you guys were at the theater? Because I go kind of frequently. I love it.
You're an old soul. I mm-hmm. And Hack would have to probably be there more.
I went there pretty recently. Yeah, I took my son. It was first. We saw Transformers.
Right.
Meet Transformers. Except it's a new one.
Is it
one.
A musical?
No.
Did you sing along while you were in the theater?
We could have. We were about the only ones. It was just dads and sons.
That's
oh,
so
really?
Cute. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Except when we got back from the movie, we were so hyped on it, my son and I, and we were telling my wife, mom, all about it. And then my son decided she needed to go too. And so she went, but she knew everything that would happen.
Because he blew the movie for
her. No, I did too. I mean, we both did. So just a pro tip, if you go with your kid, don't spoil it for the other
parent. Are there spoilers in it?
No, we just told her the whole story.
They couldn't keep their mouths shut.
Yeah. Got it. All right, can I ask you this?
Yes.
These are the etiquette things from, I don't even know who did it. FaceTiming. Is there anybody who thinks that's okay?
No.
4% of people think it is okay.
Why?
There are 4% of people on the planet who are like, what? I'm just...
Well, if your friend doesn't want to buy a ticket,
right?
How else are they supposed to see it?
I'm just like zooming in for my daughter back home.
Yeah, if they're sick, maybe.
No.
Nobody sees the movie. You don't.
Put them on mute.
I guess you could FaceTime if they're muted.
No, even then, no phones.
No phones?
No phones.
Yeah. You ever see the guy setting up the tripod in front of you and you're like, someone should tell someone.
Sort of.
Although
I've seen a guy, yes. I definitely have. He clipped the thing to the seat in front of him.
Oh my
like
God.
The iPhone thing. It was like, dur-dur, had the chip clip and like, dur-dur, and set it up. And I was like, what am I going to do?
Buy a copy in the parking lot.
No, send me the link later.
Leaving trash behind when you leave.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you? I don't either, but I grew up, I was taught.
That's what you do.
That is what, like, do you do
really?
That in a stadium? Because, everyone I go to football games with, like, I'm grabbing the bottles and the cans and the Cracker Jacks and whatever, and it's like, they're like, what are you doing? There's people, they get paid to do that. I'm like, yeah, but I'm making their job a little easy. What?
Yeah.
Why would you?
I agree. You should clean up after yourself. Where it gets squirrely for me is I get peanuts at games.
Oh, in
that,
the shell.
That's
yeah.
going to happen. That's and impossible. If they sell them, they know there's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, and that I feel like is making, it's a cup you is easy to pick up. That you have to sweep. It's like, it's a huge mess.
They're going
to
sweep anyway.
But they're so good.
No, I think if they sell them, they have to be okay with that. But they don't, like while they're sweeping up peanuts, they don't need a Coors Light can mm-hmm. in the way.
Right.
Just take that yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
But my parents taught me, it's just like, no, just get up. Let's leave it. You leave your popcorn. You leave everything sitting
yeah, no,
on the-
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. Take a phone call. Can you do that in the theater?
No.
No. I mean-
Quietly? No phones. Like, oh, no phones.
What if it's your mom and she's fallen and can't get up?
Well, she should call someone else.
I'm in Wicked! Revealing a plot point out loud before it happens.
No, try not to. There was one time though, cause, I love the Terrifier series. I love Art. I think he's the cutest little clown.
I've never heard of this.
Oh my Lord. Mm. I love him so much.
Okay.
And I had seen, one of them multiple times and I got really excited cause I knew what was happening. So okay. I think I gave away that something was going to happen with Oops. My like excitement, but I didn't like reveal anything.
Yeah, if you're blowing the movie like Tiak and Leo do.
Yeah.
If we weren't to other people in the theater, although I have seen somebody was filming in Oppenheimer, which is a no-no.
Yeah.
But right when the bomb was about to go off, somebody let out a little toot.
So no, they didn't.
And it's
real one?
A real one. And
how do you know it was real?
The whole theater dies laughing. It's like
before it's a nuclear bomb
right
blows up.
As it goes, it's like, yeah, it just makes a sound. And so that's kind of funny.
It's not though.
It went viral.
Can you be funny at a theater? Like, can you be the guy that talks back and does the like,
no.
That's what she said?
No.
What? But if everybody...
No.
I don't know. There's something about when the theater's empty and nobody's laughing or nobody's reacting, it feels kind of dead. But it's like when it's packed and people are laughing at different stuff or it makes the movie better. Like
absolutely.
You think it's
laugh out loud. For sure. Like,
oh, you can laugh, but not yes. sing or be funny.
Don't make comments. Don't, like, no.
What if we laugh like that sound effect you have?
Stop it. Well, that would honestly make everyone else laugh, too. So it's fine.
Okay, I don't want to go through the rest of the list, but there is one on here that, like, I think is that we all have to agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring your own food?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No.
I will bring in Chipotle bowls.
No, you don't. If you bring in food, you hide it. You have to hide it. You don't walk past.
Do you guys want anything?
No, I mean, you don't really, do you?
I have before. It's been a while. It's been like 15 years since I've done that.
I mean, you sort of have an excuse as the wounded caribou among us. Like, what at the movie theater won't kill you? Like, everything will kill you, right?
It won't kill me, but it'll give me a really, really bad tummy ache. Oh,
yeah. That's all to me, no. too. Just because I eat so much.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't think it's dumb.
It's totally dumb.
It's not dumb. I had to see. Okay. I'm thinking about getting glasses.
Which I like because I think you would look like a very handsome Stanley Tucci.
Which does not make me happy because I don't think people think Stanley Tucci is handsome.
Oh, absolutely we do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Women are not like, I'm out here, Aaron, and I don't need you saying that I look like Stanley Tucci. I don't think
women are
listening to the radio station going,
I've always wondered
if I could like knock boots with Slacker and they're like, oh, Aaron thinks he looks like Stanley Tucci. You also look a little Chris Farley adjacent. Like what? Like
I get that a lot.
You do not. You're like you're Jason Momoa. I don't,
I guess.
When people say you're Dave Grohl-esque, I don't understand.
I don't see that.
There's
one
no
as
Grohl
much.
In you. You're much more rugged than Grohl. He's just kind of like,
oh,
and now that
you.
He's a cheater. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want him.
No, we don't want him. But you are definitely Momoa.
And we want Stanley Tucci.
I agree. Yeah.
You cannot. Really, he's a nerd. Like, he's terrible in Hunger Games. He's ugly.
He's wonderful in Hunger Games.
He acts well, but like, no.
That's they're
it's
from
Halloween
the first
night.
District.
It's Halloween night. You're dressed as the slutty nurse. and big toothed Stanley Tucci lookalike comes up to you, you are not throwing down. No, you're not.
Absolutely.
That is such a lie. The only way you do it is if you were dressed as Katniss, but you would not, because there's like that, but you would not seek out big tooth Stanley Tucci, period.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, oh my God. Am I wrong about this?
Like, yes, people actually you are. Think
Stanley Tucci's
please
good looking.
Please text in 51059.
You think there are women right now, they're like, yes. Oh. Like,
yeah.
They think Bradley Cooper, hot, also Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
Like, they're adjacent. They're like, McDreamy, dude, whatever his name is.
There's McDreamy, there's McSteamy, and then...
Well, who's McSteamy if not McDreamy?
There's two different guys.
They are?
That's Mark. Yeah.
One is...
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah,
Patrick?
That's okay. McDreamy. Okay. McSteamy is... I think his name is Mark.
Mark what?
I don't know. He's hot. He's also he's the dad that hooks up with Jules in Euphoria. That's McSteamy.
That guy's not good looking.
Oh yeah, he is.
He is?
Yeah.
He's a bad dude in that show,
yeah,
isn't he?
Well, in the show.
But he's like a muscle bound like idiot, right?
Yeah, but
didn't he beat his son too?
He's okay. My type.
Okay. Okay.
This says in 2022, People Magazine called Stanley Tucci a zaddy, and he is a sex symbol.
He is a zaddy.
I just had a friend say that they found their zaddy and that I will eventually find someone who thinks I'm their zaddy.
Okay.
Who was the zaddy for your friend?
Some old dude. Yeah. I mean, just like they're dating somebody older.
Oh, like literally. Not a celebrity.
No, there's like, so it's like,
gotcha.
If there's a woman out there right now going, who is just a Costco Stanley Tucci? And I'm like, right here. My God.
Get the glasses. Costco. It's fine.
No. And I'm actually thinking about going to Costco for my eye exam.
I've heard that they have a great like hearing, like you get solid hearing aids. What is it with the ear people?
Sorry, I was just doing the hearing thing.
Yeah. And glasses.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't see what you were saying.
I hate you.
No, okay. So here's the point. I wanted to see, because I don't want to go in. I should stop talking. I don't know that if I want to go in if I need glasses. Because I would, if I need both kinds of glasses, then I might just go get LASIK again.
Mm.
Because it's been like 20 some years.
Yeah. Since what are both kinds? What do you
think?
If I need farsighted and like, because you get to a point like almost everybody after 35 starts to need readers. I mean, like our boss has been wearing readers forever. He's like,
he has like four different pairs.
He has 400. And he has the ones that break apart in the nose. Yeah. And you're like,
those are constantly around his neck.
Yeah, right.
He's got one like in his pocket. He's got one on top of his head.
I fully understand. He's happily married and that's great. But like when you have break apart readers, you've given up on trying to attract women. No, you're like,
I want them. No, it's a move because you can wear those into a bar, look like Stanley Tucci and be like, hey babe, look, and they're gonna want to try it.
No woman again is gonna go like, look at that guy with his readers on. Aaron, you need a zaddy, for God's sake.
I'm looking.
No, you're not. You don't want that. You don't, okay.
My father-in-law does the readers, and he does the same thing, where he just, anytime he's at the store, he just buys 10 of them. And
he knows he's just going to set them down.
And he loses them, but he keeps them everywhere, and he loses them. But here's what blows my mind. He never finds them. They never show up again. Like at one point, don't you think you're going to open a drawer and there's going to be 100 glasses in there? And you're like,
he sets them down at Applebee's. He sets them down in weird places.
I guess it's got to be it. They never turn up again.
Yeah, other Stanley Tucci's are like, ooh. And they just throw them on. The other thing is, I don't want the Stanley Tucci shape you showed me the other day. That's a hard no.
No,
I'm thinking
why?
Like Oakley, sort of more of a rectangular. Okay, long
that's
story.
What he has. I'm looking at him right now.
He's a little bit Harry Potter.
No.
There's some roundness to Stanley Tucci's
glasses. They're squoval, but...
They're what?
Squoval? Square oval?
100% not a word.
It is.
Squoval?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that another doctor on one of these shows?
Squoval?
I've never heard that.
Okay.
You're
not just trying to like make me feel stupid.
No. It's mainly for like when you get your nails done and they ask, what shape do you want? Squoval.
Mm. That's why I don't know, I guess.
Okay. My point is this. I'm looking for zaddy candidates. No. I want, if I need nearsighted and farsighted, then I'll go get LASIK and then I'll just get readers, right? Because I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But so I wanted to make sure before I go, it's like cleaning your house or brushing your teeth real good before you go to the dentist. So I took an online vision test.
That is so dumb.
And I did so good. What? No.
Because you zoomed, you brought your head in.
What is it? How is it? What do you do?
You like,
you pay them $50. They tell you see good.
Yes. No, you like, you hold your arm out from your computer screen.
Okay.
So you have the right distance. Then you hold up like, this is going to sound like TX, right? But you like hold up a credit card.
Stop.
No, but you do.
Stop. And,
or you can use an ID, but you hold it so you make the screen the right size. At an arm's length, you've now made, so you make your credit card, so you zoom in and out until it fits there. So then you're like, I am,
okay.
It's now saying, and then it's like, all right, can you tell me what's.
Now we need the 3 numbers on the back.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a little bit of a moral dilemma question.
How many?
Or T-Hack only?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Because I already know your opinion, Aaron, and I don't like your opinion, and I need to find out the real opinion.
You don't like the truth.
I know. Okay. So.
When you're ready, I'll be here.
Okay. Well, in fact, I need everyone to text into 51059, but not yet because I haven't said what it is. I mentioned recently that I'm trying to blow through my entire Flex spending account. And I have a lot of money to spend. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've purchased is called an Oura ring. It's a ring. It's Oura. Are you just staring at me because you think you're not allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Am I allowed?
You can tell me what the
ring is. An Oura ring.
Oura.
Aura, I believe.
I think it's O.
Is it O?
I think
it's Oura.
You're right.
Oura. Okay. So, and it like measures a whole bunch of stuff, and it's for some reason covered by Flex spending. So
that's cool.
I believe.
Have you gotten me a Christmas gift yet?
Are they cool?
They are cool.
They're like $400, dude.
They're almost like a Fitbit, but on a ring.
Wow.
And one of the things, because I have an Apple Watch, I don't know.
You're becoming a Muppet.
Erin just literally had an attack just before we went on the air where she turned into like one of the characters from Fraggle Rock.
What is that?
It was an HBO show with Muppets and they're just
I couldn't move my chair.
I know. Just how about stand up and move your chair instead of flailing your entire body? Your Oura ring right now would be going, are you having a stroke? Okay, so here's the point of the ring. It measures your sleep patterns, your blood ox. Mm-hmm. Like it says like 50 biometrics. I don't know what all they are. Probably, did I say blood ox? Mm-hmm. Supposedly your fitness, but I've known people who have
them. It's like heart health, your stress, your overall activity.
Yeah, if you can't get it off, then it knows.
No, but I'm saying, if you're working out, it knows your heart rate is elevated and it's moving around. So it's like, oh, I think he's running. I think he's running. Like it kind of knows. Just like, well, with your Apple Watch, you go, hey, I'm about to run. And then it goes, okay, keep going.
Oh, you have to tell it?
You tell it you're working out.
It will, like, if it's been like 10 or 15 minutes, it'll be like, it looks like you're walking outside. Do you want to track it?
Yes. Mm.
Like, nope, just to the fridge. Thanks, Apple Watch.
No, you have to be walking for a bit. But then it remembers all you've done. Like, I've been like
when
I was tourist.
All
when
the
I was...
fridge trips. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're not a candidate for the Apple Watch. It's like,
delete.
What are you doing going that? Okay, so here's the point. So then, in order to get an Oura ring, the first thing they send you is like a bunch of little plastic rings.
Yes.
To measure. Size it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So then you slide them on, you go like, hey, I need this size. So I have, here's my list of questions as it applies to this. And Aaron has already answered incorrectly. Where do I put the ring? Now, obviously, you don't want to put it on your ring finger of your left hand when you're a single male trying to attract single females, because it's like, it looks like a wedding ring, dude. It looks like.
Okay, yeah.
It's just a metal band.
Like a big chunky metal band.
But that could be a move. People have done that. I think guys have done that as a move. There's an Adam Sandler movie about it. Very realistic. Adam Sandler film.
When I had a wedding ring, when I was married, nobody hit on me. Ever.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
I'm gonna think about, they don't hit on me now, so it doesn't. The ring, but like, so I'm not gonna wear it there. But maybe do I wear it on my ring finger of my right hand? Because I'm getting kind of the like grayish, blackish. I'm getting like a cobalty, like whatever that color. But Aaron immediately says, for best results,
I think I don't
know. No, it's true. I read it on their site. Wear it on your index finger.
Okay, that. What is there? No. Never, boss.
I could see myself going to bed and going, sliding it on and then going to sleep. And it's just on my index finger. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it tracks my sleep pattern and tells me if I'm getting REM and all the other stuff. You're telling me I come in here. We go to a live at five. We do our concert at Christmas. We're doing like whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm walking around with a first finger ring. Am I that guy? Can I be like
rings have come back around.
That's
rings
what I say.
For dealing dog, not for a regular. You have to have rings on a significant number of other fingers before you put one on your index finger. I have no rings
that's
on
fair.
My hand.
Yeah, I will.
And
give
all
you
of
that.
A sudden, the only ring I got. Why don't I just go thumb ring then?
Well.
Oh my God! Would you date a guy with a thumb ring?
Yeah.
No, you would not. Some bro comes up to you.
Wait, are you saying only a thumb ring?
Yes. He comes up in his jeans.
I would buy him
and a
some
thumb
ring.
You would do what?
I'd buy him some other rings.
No.
There's a mastery to wearing the rings. I've never been able to figure out, because there's a way to have them on several fingers, but it doesn't look like you're avoiding your ring finger, but you clearly are.
Right.
And there's a way, guys do it, and it just looks effortless, and I can never.
I am setting myself up for the worst answer ever, but do I strike you as cool enough to just wear one lone ring?
Put it on your middle finger on your right hand.
Middle finger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you use the most.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll work?
Yeah.
And you don't think I'll look like a tool?
Well.
I need help from the textures. Because if I have to wear it on my index finger, then do I have to hit some sort of jewelry mart?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Or do I have to knock over Deal and Doug?
That's not how you get him.
I've been on I-25. He's been right next to me.
Really?
Yes. And I think I know people who know him.
Wow.
Okay.
Might have slept with people who know him. Deal and Doug, I need your ring.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're one of them there fisher people, you know, you go out fishing, you're likely to tell a tall tale. But I got a fisher story that no one ever's going to beat ever.
Oh, yeehaw.
It's the biggest fisher story. I don't know why I'm doing this.
I don't know either. Well, there's a lot going on.
All right, I got a good story about fishermen.
Okay.
All right.
I've got a story about why you need to just double check everything.
Double check everything?
Yeah.
All right.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A drug dealer in England.
Hello. You want some drugs?
Yes, I do. I fancy some drugs. Aaron, your part's done now. What kind of drugs do you have?
Why? Loads.
That's not a coin, that's an amount.
You're the worst drug dealer.
Yeah, but lots of them. Okay. Got the big ones,
what
small
kind?
Ones.
What do they call
all sorts
drugs
of drugs.
There.
Just say the name of the drug. Okay, anyway.
Anyways, a drug dealer had sent out a group text asking and like letting people know what goods he's got.
What goods you got?
But
hello?
He accidentally sent it to the wrong person. The number was off by one number.
Oh, that's all right. They might like drugs too.
That happens. Yeah,
right.
Just expand your clientele.
Yes, ma'am.
It turns out that this new number belonged to a police officer.
What are the odds? Bloody hell.
The odds are loads. I'm just going to answer every question from now on with loads. What time is it? Loads.
Yeah, so you got busted.
Yeah, that sounds, for sure.
Yeah. Check the number. Check the number.
I'll sell to anybody.
Bloody hell.
My story comes out of Norwegia. I don't know. It just says a Norwegian dude. Where
that's Norway.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What? So,
hello.
So there was a Norwegian dude fishing. When he felt a big tug on his line.
Oh,
no,
good.
It's actually a Norwegian fishing boat, and they got a buzz on their radio. Hey, you caught something big down there.
Ooh.
Oh.
So when they checked, it was the USS Virginia. That's a submarine,
I'm sorry,
kids.
They caught
that
a
is
submarine.
A U.S. Navy nuclear sub that a Norwegian fishing boat.
I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah. They had a huge net that they're trying to catch a bunch of big.
Oh,
I don't know
my
what
gosh.
And they caught.
The sub should know better than to fall for the lure. Come on, this
they
is the military.
The USS Virginia, a 377-foot sub.
It's like in Nemo at the very end, just keep swimming and like, swim down!
And when asked how much fish the Norwegian boat caught that day, do you know what their answer was?
Loads!
Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.